St. John's own. In talking about these debates, you were talking about the scarcity of Rick Snyder and speaking publicly, especially without his handlers. What do you expect to see, Jace?
You know, I was thinking about that during the break, and just recently he actually gave access to Lauren Zukalik, our reporter, on his bus tour when he was up in St. John's at the Cider Mill over the weekend. And she sat on the bus and had a nice long, I think, almost an hour-long conversation with him. So I think he's coming around. And, you know, looking back, maybe it was he just had to get used to the kind of the whole process. You know, maybe he doesn't realize, I mean, you're going to have reporters in your face constantly with this job, but I think he's getting used to it. But when it comes to the debate, I think you're going to see just what each candidate has to do. It's going to be the old boxing match of Rick Snyder's going to stick and move. And, you know, Virginero is going to throw haymaker after haymaker after haymaker and hope he lands something.
It's interesting how you mentioned that Rick Snyder may duck and dodge the media. I just received a news release from the State Board of Education. Democratic candidate for Governor Virge Bonaro and Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly will address the State Board of Education at a monthly meeting this coming Tuesday. Well, Rick has decided to let the more, I should say, media savvy Kelly take his place, perhaps.
Oh, really? Well, that also could be. I mean, he's not really ducking appearances, I wouldn't say, because it seems like every time I turn around, I was at the Michigan State Northern Colorado game and happened to be up in a suite. And next thing I know, I turned around and here he comes. It was Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly. They just happened to be up making the rounds. I'm like, so, well, you guys are getting around. So,
all right,
I don't think he's I think with these debates, people will get a look. Probably not enough, though. Only one of them is in Detroit and televised down there. The other two, I don't even know where the one Sunday is. Is that the one in Mount Pleasant, or is that the one in Traverse City? Or
that's in Mount Pleasant, I believe.
Mount Pleasant. See, they should have one televised in Grand Rapids, one televised in Lansing, one televised in Detroit, and then you hit a lot of the state that way. But
all right. Well, before we let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you. Michigan State, Saturday, 3:30. How do you see that game?
Well, I am a Michigan State grad, so I'm a little biased. However, I do not look through the rose-colored glasses or the green-colored glasses, and I, you know, call it the way I see it. And to be honest, I think Michigan State's a better team, and even though it's at Michigan, I think they're better. I think their defense is going to step up more than people think. It's going to be about defense. As long as my key to the game was that Michigan State controlling the ball, running the ball, which they're going to be able to do at will, and keep Michigan off the field, Bernard Robinson. But Indiana did that, and he just scores in 10 seconds. So I think they're going to get enough stops and win this thing by about 7 to 10 points.
All right. And when are you on now? I know you do the late cast. Are you doing any afternoons now since you're the superstar that you are?
Yeah. Well, I'm preparing for a 20th. Debate on the 20th for the 7th Congressional, so I'm not usually in the 6 o'clock these days just because I'm working on a couple things. The 7th Congressional debate with Tim Walberg and Mark Schauer, which in the news there you just talked about, is a dead heat. We have a debate coming up 8 p.m. or 7 p.m. on Channel 10 on the 20th. And then also we're truth testing. We have this series called The Truth Test where we take campaign ads and we break it down and get the research out and see if they're telling the truth. Most of them aren't, not even close. And we have about 5 from that district. That's been a very nasty race. Everybody's seen those commercials all through your TV shows whenever you turn the TV on. And we're gonna trot out 5 of those coming up too. So we're working on some stuff.
All right, Jace. Thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Always enjoy it, Tony.